Good morning. Welcome to the Silber Law Group podcast, brought to you by Anchor Radio. Stay tuned for next couple of segments. Drop your Q&As for any questions related to litigation matters. Practically, in the practice of automobile collisions and personal injury. Stay tuned, listen to these great morning jams brought to you by Spotify, and kill the day. Alrighty, hosted by Erlen Reyes. Later. Good morning. The Silber Law Group anchor segments. It's 10:18 a.m. in Montgomery County, Maryland. Today, we are going to, let's see, what does it look like in Montgomery County today? Our grounds look frozen, icy, snowy. We had a couple of inches of snow 2 days ago. There's a lot going on in the nation's capital, you know, but I stay away from the news. But let's get back to and focus on the part where everyone's been waiting for. The parts of a litigation case. All right, we'll get back to you in the next segment after playing a song or a good track. As I speak, I'm trying to think of it and then play it for you all, but I haven't decided yet. We'll probably play Santana, Black Magic Woman, and after this song, we'll get back into the litigation process of a claim. All right, stay tuned and listen for some more in the Silber Law Group station in Montgomery County, Maryland. All righty. Erlen is back. Again, who am I? I've operated the Silber Law Group for 8 years. When I first started with the firm, Mr. Silber is an independent attorney. He had over 300 claims in which I handled within and in the amount of training prior to me starting handling and managing the claims. The paralegal trained me for about 2 hours. I remember I carried a black agenda with me. Looks like a big Bible. Until this day, I still hold this agenda, and I'll tell you why it's very important of keeping a tickler system or a management calendar system when establishing, managing, and successfully, hopefully settling or getting a type of judgment in the district or circuit court and a claim. All right, stick around and we'll be back. We'll play a little bit more music for you, and Q&As are all welcome, and we will respond to them. Again, I say Q&A because sometimes someone might ask a question and we'll have the chance for another listener in the anchor segments to respond to the questions. We'll come back and answer them based on our verdicts and based on the quarter century of experience Mr. Silber has put into practice in the court and local municipal system in Montgomery County. All right, stick around, and next song will be, let's see, any request? All righty, I'll play a song to get us up and going in this early morning, energized. I am pulling into our parking space. We'll be moving from 1680 East Goody Drive, and we'll stick around. You can watch some YouTube videos, maybe, of take a video of a tour of our office, and you know, as our listeners begin to build up, and hopefully as the segments engage with others and we share, we'll be able to all be one big, you know, hand of help to one another. All right, next song brought to you by, I don't know yet, but it's going to be a surprise. All righty, bye-bye, later.
For example. Okay, and all the stakes just by listening to me for 2 hours, for example.
Nice seminar.
Okay, and I send an advertising pamphlet or whatever, and I have like a syllabus, and it's gonna not be great at first. It'll suck, but maybe I'll have 10 people, and it'll be more of a question and answer. Maybe it'll evolve into a big seminar. I'll do it all over the country if I can.
Good evening, segment listeners. It's 6:23 p.m. on East Coast. I started broadcasting the King, Mr. Silber. I found some great content that I collected from him in the last couple of years, and I hope you enjoy. You know, this is all in the makings. You'll be a great part of it. We're looking for lawyers nationwide, entrepreneurial spirit individuals with a unique, eccentric mindset. We might not be suitable for one lawyer, but we might be suitable for the next one. This aims to small independent attorneys and attorneys who want to leave the corporate world. All right, enjoy. We'll play another song. We'll see what comes up and taking off. And I'll be uploading a couple segments throughout the day. Well, more throughout the night. It's evening hours here. Enjoy listening and enjoy the music. Bye-bye. Later.
I shouldn't say it's great money. If you were a new lawyer starting out, would you not like to have the practice I have? I mean, it's not so terrible, and it's really not that hard to do. If Erlen, you know, not that I'm giving him any ideas, it's just honest. If he went to law school, or you went to law school, whatever, I don't know if you're thinking of going or whatever, when you get out, if you just do exactly what I'm doing here, you will make money enough to survive, at least, you know? I'm paying my bills, that's all I'm doing, obviously. But if I really did what I was supposed to be doing, like going out and going to chiropractors' offices, which we should be doing, obviously, and really keeping track of my marketing and seeing what works and what doesn't work, it would be even better. I'm just, obviously, we're fucking crazy here. You know, we can't do it.
But
I think someone's willing to pay $300 just to listen. That's all I'm saying. And the more, I think the more I have the talks, the better it'll get, and the more people will do it, and then it might grow into something. And then literally, this sucks.
Like a mentor, she's kind of like a mentor, right?
You know, yesterday in my classes, they're gonna have they're gonna have guest speakers.
But in school, he's not. You gotta understand, schools are not profit organizations.
I'm not an educator.
But I think they get paid for that.
Yeah, but
like if you are guest speaker,
I'm not gonna hit you over the head with this. Okay, I don't care if they get paid. I want to do. Listen, you get 10 people paying $300,
All right, Erlen is back. 6:48 p.m. on this lovely Thursday evening. I initiated the initial uploads,
You are listening to some raw footage of Attorney Silber. All right, you might ask yourself, who is this guy? All right, imagine a bald head lawyer, Jewish, and again, non-racial, so please stick anything that you have up your ass if that comment made you feel some sort of way, or maybe you should stop listening. These footages are raw at this moment. Mr. Silber has not, or has no knowledge that this has been uploaded, as this is our work product. It's all confidential information, but again, it's in the works. Feel free to share. We are starting the Silber Law Academy. As you can see, I'll be I'll be cutting clips, and it's funny enough because I'm not cutting these clips. I downloaded an app called Quick Voice for free 2-4 years ago. The moment that I decided to cut and trim these audios, guess what? I was unable to. The developer's no longer, I guess, in business. This is exactly what we want to teach. If you want to be successful, you're going to have to stick up to adverse situations. You're going to need to have and grow a thick skin, and you'll learn to grow one throughout the show. If you do not listen and you feel that you are not getting any value from these segments that I'm broadcasting for free, you know, good luck in your near future. We'll keep on playing some segments throughout the night. I hope you enjoy. I'll try to load up a good, maybe, you know, who knows? It'll be known to me at this quite moment. But I'll try to upload information so everyone can get a feel of what we offer. Or more like, we're proposing this free knowledge of information to you in these first couple of weeks. This will go out and be a seminar for upcoming and new lawyers, private events. But I wanted to share to get ideas of kind of, you know, prototype it and test it in this anchor. Hope you all are enjoying. Hopefully the music's not ticking you off. And if you're not a Spotify premium user, you're probably not able to listen to most of it. Or if you're not on a Anchor platform, you're going to be unable to hear our radio music broadcasting brought to you by Spotify. All right, enjoy the segments. Q&As. And hope you're enjoying the segments. We're going to play a little bit of good tunes here. Thinking of which one as I speak. All right. Enjoy this radio show podcast brought to you and hosted by Erlin and Spotify Radio.
10 people. I can get 10 people myself right now. I guarantee it. Just by putting something on my own page.
The thing is, like, the school thing.
Show itself.
The school.
If you mention one more fucking thing about school, I'm telling you, I'm going to kick you out of the office.
Let me talk.
Fuck school. Is this being recorded?
But you want to.
Fuck school.
No, but you want to. But you say you want to get students right out of school.
Oh, yeah, school, right.
So
thank
we
you.
Can go to law schools.
But the school. Yes,
I know. But
we
I,
have our little kiosk and have the brochure.
I agree with you. Listen, I thought that originally.
Schools.
However,
uh-huh.
They're going to a job fair for a reason. They're looking exactly. For a job. It's not a hang on your own shingle fair.
I know, but
I'm not there to convert people.
If they want to learn, they're gonna pay. They already paid for law school.
They're not there looking for me. They're there looking for someone to hire them, and that's not me. I'm not hiring people. It's not worth the paper it's written on. If I have to pay you $200 to get that 30, then when I get the 30, I gotta spend another 10 minutes recording it. And make sure it's on, you know, getting it to the bank. It's not worth it. I'd rather not have the $30 fucking dollars. Seriously.
I know you look at me, but it's true. Think of it this way. Mm-hmm. If that's all I had you for, mm-hmm. what I need you for? Because I'm losing money on that.
Yeah.
It's dumb. I'm wasting money and time. I'd rather be on the golf course.
But at the same time, you know, we got to look at the variables and elements behind all that. It could have been a worse client that freaking did not pay us and disappeared. And then what? He sits on the box for years. At least he's still sending some money. Yeah, he's our shitty client, we can say.
No, I agree. But I agree.
We need money.
Inculcating it into your heads.
Inculcating.
We are in fucking business, okay?
Is that a word?
Yeah.
Inculcating? Sounds like you're talking me around that.
Inculcate.
Inculcate.
What does that mean?
Like jamming it into your head. Banging into your head. Mm-hmm. It's a business, you know, we can't afford, you know.
But you're giving these ideas, but do you want us to, like, do some research into it and see, like, what type of market you can get into, or, like, do you just want us to send, like, you know?
Yourself. Like, I have a friend, like, the one that does the couponing.
But it's not about the friends. Places like he's talking about, we gotta go to universities or find out.
So she was in TLC, everyone knows her for couponing, so she just does this workshop on
Saturdays.
What's
TLC?
TLC, the channel TLC.
The Learning Channel.
Yeah. She charges $35 per seminar, and she gets
$35
per seminar, and she gets up to 20, 40 people every seminar, so she's making extra money. She's a paralegal too.
He's a lawyer. He's not going to be making $35.
Exactly, but that's just an example. She created her little brochure, and she put it on Facebook.
That's what I'm saying.
On Saturday, I'm making. Please sign up.
Okay, that's what I mean.
And you can sign up here. Email me here.
So that's what I'm saying. I don't have
Facebook.
I'm telling you guys, and I agree with Facebook. And the money I'm spending, like in commercials, maybe I should just put this shit on Facebook. Put our logo on Facebook.
Dude can help you out on that because he's familiar with that social site stuff and on. Because look, Facebook. Dude,
you know, he charged like $900 a month for that.
But look, Facebook is a good market for, because on Facebook you'll see when people graduate, like they'll put on the, you know, just graduated law school.
That's wrong.
So with this. Somebody takes him out himself.
Well, I have an idea for you, and while I'm thinking of it, I wanted to tell you because I'll forget otherwise. So on your hats, you know the insignia, like with the wings and the arrow and the. So I think on the back, because you have a closed back, which is cool as shit. Because I hate, you know, scroll the skin. Hat.
Hello, Positive Gaming. I just wanted to thank you for that favorite. I really appreciate it. And have a nice night. Peace.
All right. I'm back. I wanted to get a little feedback on what our listeners are thinking of these segments. Again, this is raw recording audio from 3 years ago. I remember I was 26 years old. In currently studying for my undergrad degree, bachelor's, whatever you want to call it. And I would sit, and as he would quote unquote inculcate, and probably pronounced it incorrectly. And again, I'll be going into law school this year, summertime, but you're getting the feel. You know, I want to get all of you involved. I am uploading the audios as I am reviewing this data, this content. Again, you know, he's an elite lawyer. Mr. Silber has been around for a quarter of a century. Jewish lawyer. You know, he studies hard, very smart. He actually wears earrings. You know, feel free to check us out at the Silber Law Group in Maryland or Montgomery County in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. Feel free to follow his Instagram. This, I believe, is at Law Silber. At Twitter, I believe, is at Lou Silber. You know, he's all over. Top-rated attorney, you know, 5 stars, top 1% in the state of Maryland. AVA over 50. I can keep on going. And again, if you're going to be an upcoming lawyer, you're going to need these platforms. When I started working with him about 8 years ago, Mr. Silber, you know, he knew his shit, you know, and again, excuse the language. We're going to keep it authentic, clarity. You know, we're going to be us and you're going to be you. If you like, enjoy the music, you're going to like it. If you're going to like and not like what you're listening to, then don't follow us, you know, on favor of the station. But again, we are evolving, as he would say. Hopefully you enjoy the podcast. Hopefully you enjoy the episodes. I would like to hear some feedback, and we have been actually, but I need some more cues. I need some more cues and cues and cues. I want to know what you like, what you want to hear from the station. But in the next couple of hours, I'll be uploading again. I'll try to upload as much segments as I can from him. These are all old recordings. When I get the chance of, you know, halting Mr. Silber from his busy day. He's in court, mediations, depositions, you name it. You know, he's in there. He's a criminal defense DUI attorney. If you are a lawyer and you require any, you know, help, hey, give us a shout out, because this is not going to be free anymore. You know, these seminars are going to cost over $5,000 for people to sign in. But I'm giving and providing this prototype and this perfect platform, Anchor, because, you know, I feel like it's my own talk show. Well, our own talk show. I play the music that I like. I say the shit that I want. And at the same time, providing knowledge to all of you people who want to learn. You know, I want to learn, obviously. That's why I'm broadcasting this to the world. I want to learn. I want to know. I want to be better. I want to be happy. I don't want to be, you know, 50 years old. But, and you know, you hear it, Mr. Silber's here. He's going to give you the layout, he's going to give you the system, what it implements. You're going to hear footage of our meetings that I record, just so you know what it is being in the law industry, practicing, you know, criminal and personal injury cases. It's not easy. You're going to hear maybe nasty stuff. Who cares? You want to sign up, you want to be a lawyer, you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to learn business. This is what it is. This is the real shit, you know? Fuck what everybody tells you. Fuck your mentor speeches. Fuck what you have to hear. This is the real shit, you know? Enjoy it while it lasts, because these things might not, you know, once he finds out about these radio stations, once he knows what we're broadcasting, if he doesn't like it, I'm going to have to take it down. And meanwhile, I want to get my listeners involved, engaged. I want you all to hear the behind the scenes, you know, things of what really happens in this industry, in the economy, and customers, clients, employees, managers, top CEOs, top CFOs. It's a tough world. You got to grow a tough skin. And man, continue listening, ladies. Hopefully, you know, again, stick with that positive mindset. And if it's not, then hey, fuck off. Don't follow us, or don't fave us. Later, back to the music and some segments.
I don't care. I don't care about that. What time? What time do we go? All right, so what, how would it work? You meet me at the station, or you come? Yeah. Okay. All right, man. All right, have a good day. So I just gave Roman Mac an idea. So these are the police hats, you know that? So I told him to put this on the back, and that's the time he gets it made. Shit. I get another one. Go ahead.
You were going with the idea and...
I like how the hat looks on you. You should do a commercial with your hat. Mm-hmm.
The idea
was, you should just do a commercial, you being yourself.
You
look, you want to be a badass, blah, 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 blah. Come see my office.
But who cares? Know. But listen, the commercial's fine, but unless you're currently have been in an accident and don't have a lawyer, or you just got charged with a crime and don't have a lawyer, you're not calling me. You're not going to call me just because, look at that guy. That's great. You know, that's cool. Who gives a shit? You know what I mean? They have to remember somehow, which is the point, which is why I didn't want to just go on normally and say, and didn't work, obviously.
That's because you're replaying over and over and over again in order for people to remember.
Right, or they have to have something in their hand. So I told you I want to do the air fresheners, too.
All right, you have a lot of ideas and great ideas, but, you know, in order for us to do these ideas, there's not easy. It's not 1, 2, 3 steps.
Hold on. I didn't say it was easy. Listen, positive attitude.
It is, but we also got to be realistic about it.
I didn't say I want it done tomorrow. All I said was, please write these down, because if I don't write them down, I'll forget, and we're never going to do it.
I'm recording it. What happened with the lawyer network stuff?
I wanted to bring that up, too. I also want to do the same thing with that.
I already started that. I got, you know, I got the card designed and everything. I even have a couple of restaurants that are huge now, like Cava. They said they would give them out to their employees. I mean, I know all the others are cut.
Let me ask you this. What do you like doing?
Talking to people.
About? Like, how to improve themselves or...
No, because I don't have all the answers.
Or, like, talk to them about...
But I have all the answers when it comes to how to defend someone in district court. Not so much...
So that's perfect, then, the stuff with the new graduates coming fresh out of law school.
Exactly. I want to teach them to do what I'm doing, so because it's not hard. And you can make money doing it.
But our first step for that...
And the PI stuff.
We have to go to Baltimore.
How easy is a PI case to do?
Like you would say, we could do it in our sleep now.
Right. I mean, do you really need me to do a PI? Seriously.
Yeah, when you settle the cases and stuff. And the lawsuits.
So I'm a good negotiator. It's another thing I love talking about. I love talking about negotiating. No, nobody can out-negotiate me. I don't fucking care that the top... You bring me the top asshole in the country. I'll smoke them when it comes to actual ability. But you also need legal knowledge to do that, which I do have some, but I'm not... As you know, I'm not this great lawyer. I mean,
you're
good at what I do, but I'm not good at what I don't do. And that's another thing I want to tell people. Don't do what you don't know how to do.
But we have the resources here. We have one guy that does workers' comp. We have Mr. Graves that can help them.
There's the Legal Defense Network.
Exactly.
So my idea for that, I think you know, is, and I've written all that shit down. I just need to get that going on, but I don't know how.
Honestly, we just got to target the right markets.
Okay, what is that, though? You say that, and I can say
By me saying the right markets, for example, that's a great idea with the new lawyers, right? I mean, new bar just graduated kids who just passed the bar, or at least are getting ready to take the bar, or once they take the bar, it takes them 5-6 months. All right, now the only market that we can target, that because they're usually young, well, not young, but between 30, 28, 30, 35, 40, whatever. Facebook is the only category where you can break that down. All right, we want kids from 20 to 45 from Maryland, DC, and Virginia. Graduated, you know, from any law degree, and then Facebook breaks all that crap down for you.
Right.
You know, and then you're going to have...
We can do that ourselves with Facebook.
Heck no, we cannot do that ourselves. We need, like, you would have to hire some type of, like, software.
You go on Facebook and it gets
options. Not that easy. Trust me, if we would have been... It's not that easy.
Okay, but
why? Because it's for business.
Hold on. I don't really care. Say if we get 10 people, I can get 10 people my...
All right. Segment listeners. What do you think of the segments thus far? I would like to hear some input from our listeners. I would like to hear some inputs from the people who want to learn. Because again, this is not going to be free for the near future. We'll continue to listen to some segments. Hopefully you're enjoying it as I am. This is all refreshing to me. It's all synchronizing into my mind, and it's actually making me, you know, want to go in more and more and more and study hard for this LSAT. And man, I can't wait to become a lawyer. You know, I see Mr. Silber negotiate cases, settle cases for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And you might hear him speak about $30. It's for a reason. If he is paying his employees $200+ okay, a day, I would be pissed off if I had a client who will pay me $30. And again, he loves to help people, okay? The image of him is, you know, you have a light, I'll say featherweight type of individual, skinny. He has piercings, 2 piercings on each side of his ears. Funny, I mentioned this to you. One time he actually went into, when I started working with him in the last 8 years, I remember talking to the warden in a Montgomery County facility. And of course, you know, an incarcerable facility, jail, whatever you want to call it, you know. They did not let him in. They're like, who the fuck are you? You know, he actually has a tweet. If you do not believe me, go on his Twitter page and you'll see it. I think that was his last tweet. He tweeted whenever it was, years ago. What I want to tell you is, it doesn't matter who you look like, what you look like, when you know knowledge and you know the things that need to take place within this puzzle, this logical puzzle in the law industry or whatever type of business you practice, who cares what you look like? You know, people judge a book by its cover, okay? Fuck it. Who cares? You know, well, I am 29 years old. Still finally starting law school. Have my MBAs finally this week, Monday. I still live in my parents' basement. So, fuck it. I don't care. Guess what? I drive a Porsche. And I still live in my parents' basement. I got, you know, I have my own basement to myself. I can bring whoever I want in. Well, at times, because, you know, when things get noisy, my parents do attend to give me hell the next day. But again, we keep a positive mindset, as you can see and hear Mr. Silver speak about. And, me, you know, he's been mentoring me. I've been his student. It's like Aristotle, you know, he had his philosopher that he looked after, and he's my Aristotle. You know, he's Jewish. He's acquired a lot of knowledge. His parents, same thing, you know, they were entrepreneurial spirit folks. They owned a antique shop from, he grew up in it, so he's very good negotiator. And if you ever owned a piece of item that you grew some type of emotional feeling to, you're going to have some sympathy over this piece of thing. And when you let it go, you're going to feel a certain way, or when you're selling it. And what I'm here for, we're not selling his product, but what I am is giving you a taste of it, okay? I'm giving you a taste of what it is to be a real lawyer. I'm giving you a taste of what to be a lawyer on a day-to-day basis. I'm giving you a taste of what it is to be an employee at a lawyer's office. I'm giving you a taste of an entrepreneurial spirit of a person who strives for success, who on the days that life throws rocks at you, you dodge them, you weave them, and you keep on moving forward. You're going to be the stone, you're going to be the cornerstone of your life. If you want to move forward, if you want to be successful, if you want to become a lawyer, I hope you're fucking listening to these podcasts, and I hope you're paying good fucking attention to them. All right, we'll continue with the music and some more segments I'll upload in the next couple of minutes. Later.
Go for it. There's nothing. You work for yourself. That's how it works. I'm trying to inspire those of you who are on the tipping point. Take the chance. You're young. Go for it. There's nothing better than being able to wake up in the morning 10 years or 20 years from now and do whatever you like. It's about freedom. That's what matters. I'm not saying being an employee is bad, but believe me, being an entrepreneur is better. Yes. Unfortunately.
Alrighty, alrighty. I think we reached the end of this segment. And I hope you enjoyed it. It's time for me to go into Lifetime Fitness. You know, it's a little cold out. Have my sweater on, nice white long sweater. My nice cozy pants. And my nice skull. Warm socks with my Adidas sandals. With the white and black stripes, with the Adidas spelled on top. All right, I think this might be the last segment for the night. Drop Q's, we'll drop the A's, and hopefully our listeners are enjoying this talk show. We are gaining a lot of followers, well, not followers, a lot of individuals who are favoring the station. That's a good thing, but it doesn't seem like you all are listening to all the podcasts. You mainly listen to the first 3-4, which to me, they were awful. the more you get into the podcast, the more insightful they will be. And that's it for today. Enjoy the night. We are checking out from the nation's capital. It is Thursday, 8:57 p.m. And Erlen has adjourned this segment for today. Bye-bye, ladies and gents.